Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Holy mother of God.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, number one. Tomorrow, a big, big day. Yes, the Texans played football last week, but we didn't see a lot of the starters, a lot of, hell, even the second string. As Clint said, the hell, they had eight guys of the secondary just out of the game.
Yep.
I mean, and I believe at least six of those guys are guys that you would think are going to play a lot. So this will be the first time, Clint, that we get to see a lot of the guys, and we'll see who's healthy. That'll be a big one as we do the show tomorrow leading into pregame. That'll be one to find out. I'm sure we'll get more of an understanding of who is going to be in and who's going to be out of this game. But we heard earlier in the week that D'Amico said that they want their starters to play. They're going to get some reps in this second preseason game against the Steelers. Here he is, a little bit more specific. And hold on to your hat, Tyler. It's Kay Adams. She's going to speak. And I ain't going to lie to you. When you said, oh, she's got this voice, I laughed. And I was thinking, that is a bit of a – that is kind of a call girlish.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear that.
She could have been working at a 1-800 number.
There's a little raspiness to it, a little bit. I'm just saying, I want to acknowledge what he said. I thought it was a joke. Then I heard her. She had a little raspiness in there.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it.
I can see they could be a fan. But this is this is him speaking a little bit more. I'm down, cowboy. Speaking a little bit more about what he's going to do in terms of snap counts with the ones.
Like, I know that if you give me the snaps, it will do well for me and I will go viral. I don't know why we care otherwise. Why do we care? Why are us reporters so obsessed with who's getting what and when?
Football is back, right? Football is back. Everybody's so excited to actually see the starters get out and play. How many snaps they're playing.
No, that's such bullshit. That is such an optimistic way to look at it. You know what it is? I feel bad for y'all because the decisions you have to make, one drive or two or whatever, everyone just wants to know so they can pin it on you if it goes poorly.
Yeah.
That's it, and I hate that for you guys. That said, how many drives will I see C.J. Stroud in against the Steelers?
We'll see. I don't know. right now, we'll probably see, two drives. It all depends on how well the first drive goes, right? But I'm expecting them to go out and get at least one or two drives. And as far as guys, just to get used to playing again. I know back when I played, it was no question. Like, you were playing first quarter, you were playing a half, you were playing a half and into the third. So it was no question about who's playing, who's not playing.
All right, said one or two drives, by the way. You think we can cuss with D'Amico next time he comes on with?
No. I think it'd be a bad idea.
She said.
She can get away with a lot of things that we can't, boys.
She said that easy, didn't she? That's just total bull. I'm like, damn. But But look, we talked about CJ and company. Who are some guys that that you desperately you need to see coming up tomorrow? Guys that really, like, when I say need to see, like, to me, we just talked about Stephon Diggs, Clint. I don't need to see Stephon Diggs tomorrow. If Stephon Diggs didn't suit up, I don't need to see Stingley. Like those are guys to me. I don't need to see other guys that are starters. To me, I am intrigued to see and get some reps. But who are some guys you're really desperate to see tomorrow?
Well, I think for the first time, Dameon Pierce is that's where I'm at. Dameon Pierce on the offensive side of the football. I think on the defensive side of the football, I think Jalen Petrie is a must watch. Mm. And both of those guys, I think, are going to get a good bit of play. And so that's my immediate go-tos right there. I think the biggest two watches for me are those two guys. But look, we talked about the interior offensive line, Juice Scruggs at center and Kenyon Green, more so Kenyon Green at guard at this point in time. Seeing him against some better talent, seeing him see if he can stack days. The coaches, the general managers, the organizations can talk about what's about stacking days, and it's not necessarily one game. But, boy, what you do, you stack two or three preseason games on top of each other this year, it's going to be pretty convincing for Kenyon Green after what he's done with his body and what appears he's done with his mind as well, and becoming more of a professional and somebody that they can lean on and depend on, and he's a little bit more accountable. So you can always go with that interior offensive line. I think that bunch is something we got to watch as well. So Dameon Pierce, Jalen Petrie, and I'll just go Kenyon Green and leave Juice out of the mix, but I'll go Kenyon Green. Those three right
there. See, as I said earlier, if C.J. Stroud had some mistakes,
C.J. can do good, better, and different is going to change anything about
it. No, no.
Nothing.
Dameon Pierce, like if we start to see, and I know you got into it a little bit yesterday at the end of the show, if you start to see that just a level of confidence in his cuts, in his decisiveness, and he looks better than he did last year. Because to me, that was the biggest thing, is Dameon Pierce just didn't run with any kind of confidence or especially confidence. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. If we see that difference, look out. Because that would be a hell of a 1-2 punch. If he's anything close to what he was 2 years ago, I mean, that's a hell of a 1-2 punch between him and Mixon.
That's going to be, you know, for all those that really leaned into his inability to run the inside and outside zone, the zone schemes, it's going to be a really tough look if he goes out there and gets after it. So, boy, that's just and look, I'm trying to think in terms of, there's a lot of guys that I want to see, just personally, selfish reasons. I'm trying to view this thing as guys that are fighting their ass off to play a position and get enough snaps to impact the Texans in a big enough way to where we as fans either notice or don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's either one of those, like, if Dameon Pierce gets back to 2022 form as a fan, boy, you got to be stoked. I mean, you got some serious running back power in that running back room. If Jalen Petrie can play nickel, not only do you have depth at that position, you got youth now at that position that's got some crazy ass instincts.
And the other things that he can do around, if he can cover well enough.
So, I mean, those aren't just guys that I want to see. Those are guys that, boy, if they play well, Kenyon Green, if they play well, and I'm talking about great, just prove that you can play the position at an effective level at the NFL level. I mean, gosh dang, man, this team goes to a whole nother level if Kenyon Green and Dameon Pierce are part offensively. If Jalen Petrie can play that nickel position, it's cover and play with the confidence and swag that he's played the safety position he's always played football with, look out, man. I'll add one to it. One I know we'll see a lot of run from, Ron. Kalen Bullock.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been high on him, probably overhyped him a bit, Ron. But I think I hit the nail on the head with that one. I mean, this is a guy that since they've been out of sight for us, since they've been practicing in Cleveland, it seems like he's on the radar a lot more often. Whether it's interceptions or just looking the part and making plays that aren't necessarily hitting the box score, just making plays. That cat right there is one that I'm excited as hell to watch. Again, I've said it 15 times. His what he brings to the table, nobody else in the secondary does, and his style is just, it's entertaining.
Yeah, and for me, I'm looking at some of those areas, and interior is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And like, listen, the Steelers, like they're not going to show a ton, but the Steelers, the meat of who they are is running the football
mm-hmm.
in physicality, and I want to see how Foley, how Mario Edwards, how Tim Settle, those guys didn't play last week. I want to see how they look in the run game, because to me that is a major, major thing to look at with this defense, is how they play against the run. That is clearly, to me, the area that at the very least Clint has a lot of question marks, is interior defensive line.
Come on,
and please. I get the feel that the Steelers and Mike Tomlin are going to try to establish the run, and I want to see how those guys do against a team that's going to do that. Because week one, Jack, they got to get ready for that. They got to get ready for that against the Colts. They got to get ready for that against a lot of different teams that are going to try to run the football on them. So, to me, that's a big deal that I'm looking at. See what the interior guys look like.
Again, something that's going to – not just a selfish watch, something that boy, if it doesn't go good, it could spell problems for the Texans. If Mario Edwards and those guys – if they bow their neck against what some believe is going to be a really good run football team in this league in Pittsburgh, then it'll be a great sign.
Yeah, because that like you said, a lot of things over there, CJ, Diggs, that would be alarming. If the Steelers ran, their first unit ran, it was clear that they ran the ball with effectiveness, that would sound off. Sure. So, okay, all right, how does that look?
Big 3-3, number 2.
Now a little pop-up. Who's going to get it? Altuve is there, and the Astros win the series and hold on to the silver boot for an 8th consecutive season, taking the season series from the Rangers. The Astros winning the final 2 games, winning 6-4 today. That was a nice comeback in that series after a really tough first game loss.
All right, the Astros, they do win yesterday. That happened towards the latter part of our show yesterday. They went 6-4. And the big thing there is the Mariners. They took an L to the Tigers, so the Astros hold a half game lead over the Seattle Mariners, and then jump up 5.5 over the Rangers. So that's looking good right now. And Clint, this is, I think we talked about this with Roflo yesterday. I think that the Astros, and I know I threw in the towel earlier, but as we sit right here with the Mariners, with the Rangers and the Astros, I do think that they are in the driver's seat right now, because I just think with their pitching and their ability, I think they are the team. If you say who is going to be able to create space, I think the Astros are going to be able to create space. And also, as you talked about it too, they have two guys that they're going to be able to add to the roster that are all star level guys that the Mariners, I know the Mariners, their center fielder Julio Rodriguez is injured right now, but he's kind of struggled.
Yeah.
And that's maybe an addition, but they've added Kikuchi, who looks right, but they to me feel like they're in the driver's seat right
now. Yeah, I absolutely think they're in the driver's seat, Ron, because what they've done and positioned themselves, obviously they have a chance if you just look at the standings, obviously. But what they've done is they position themselves where, okay, the clubhouse chemistry matters. Okay, the championship DNA matters. Going to 7 straight ALCSs matters,
yep.
Right? There's just the other teams that you're battling with, at least the Mariners right now, have not done it. And you look at the Rangers. Yes, they made a run last year, hell of a season, but it's still not quote-unquote DNA. It's still not what's in their blood. I mean, it was a good run, but nowhere near what the Astros have done. So whether you're talking about getting Justin Verlander back and getting Kyle Tucker back. I mean, or you're talking about just now you got a team at the top of the division that is just, they got pelts on the wall, man. It's in their blood. The DNA is there. The expectation is to make a run, make another run, not just one for the book. So, I think they're the front runner, and I think they will be until they're knocked off.
And they, listen, this, you talked about it, this Kikuchi trade right now looks like the right move. We'll see if he can continue to do what he has been able to do. But the Astros, they'll pick things back up tomorrow. They play the Red Sox, a team that's battling for a playoff spot as they're a game and a half out of the wild card, and a team that actually I think has a they've got a better record than the Astros right now. So this is a big series coming up for the Astros to kind of continue this thing going.
Big 3-3, number 3.
Clint, no surprise, the White Sox fired their manager, Pedro Grifol. You kiss. Damn it. He got that win back, got that W back, and then they lost again yesterday. Right? Like, come on. At what point do you think he was walking in knowing, yeah, I'm going to lose my job?
Every day.
You know, every day it could happen.
Every
like,
day.
You can't lose 21 in a row and keep your job, right?
I think owners and I mean some of them that are reasonable and front offices.
This is just his second year, by the way.
Yeah, sometimes it's just not your year. Sometimes, man, you know, you're doing the best you can, you're doing more with less, you just don't have enough. When you start doing less with more, like losing teams in a row.
Less with more.
I mean, it's the front office has to take control of the reins, and it looks like that's what's going on in Chicago. I don't know nothing about the team. I don't know nothing about the situation, but it doesn't shock me one bit that the manager has been relieved of his duties after 21 straight.
I'm thinking after about 10, after that 10-game thing reached 10, and they had already had a 14-game losing streak, you got to be thinking, boy, it may be coming. Get to 12, boy, I bet it got to 15 through 20. I bet he thought every day, well, this is going to be the day. This is going to be the day they let me go. By the way, what is the record? Is it 42 games? Did the Astros get close to that 1 year? That they had that 1 year where they were really, really bad. I don't think they got close to
it. I don't know what the in a row was at that point.
No, I'm talking
wins in a row consecutively.
Wins for a season. Because they are like loss or the amount of wins for the season. Because they are at 29 wins. They're at 29 wins. I think it's low 40s. I think it's 42 or 43. I think like the 63 or 62 Mets at like 40.
The 1899 Cleveland Spiders won a measly 21 games. I'm sorry, 20. 20 games. 20 and 134.
The Cleveland Spiders. Well, I remember the Mets had lost. I think they were like 42 or something like that in the 70s or 60s. And then I know the Tigers here recently got a little they got close to that damn thing. What? Well, they're going to win 40 games, right? They got 11 more in them, right?
Hell, I don't know.
Don't get to 40 wins. That's Did you imagine having a 330 something as your win total? Good God almighty, man. Yeah, that.
I mean, I think when it gets to that point, I mean 30, 42, what does it matter?
40 just feels just awful. All right, coming up, as we're through the meat of training camp and we're starting to get into games, listen, the Texans were a surprise team last year, clearly. Who do you think this year can pull off what the Texans did last year? Who could surprise? We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
This thing is this thing's getting a little dicey here in Paris right now.
Paris, Texas, or Paris, France?
No, Kyle Tucker. The Team USA.
Great commercial.
Team USA with 8:45 left. They are down 9. They were down 13 to start the fourth quarter, and the other team has Jokic, and they are 15 for 32 from 3 thus far as Serbia. And it's getting dicey. Let them lose this game. let them lose this game, and they will. I mean, let's face it. Look, who's LeBron? He'll never hear the end of it. KD will never. I think KD's probably in that. Joel Embiid, he's probably in that thing. They'll never hear the end of it. So it is getting to nut cutting time here for Team USA. All right, listen, the Houston Texans, I think by far was the surprise of the season last year. And their season where they make it to the playoffs, they win the division, they surprised a lot of teams. And there's always going to be teams, maybe not to that point, a team that was picked to win 3 games to get to the divisional round of the playoffs. There are going to be teams that can mirror something similar to the Houston Texans. And I see some people texting in. Somebody texted in the Chargers. Somebody texted in the Bears. Who is it? Who do you see? Who do you get a sense as we're a couple of weeks for the playoffs to start? Who do you get a sense could be that team, could be a team that pulls off kind of what the Texans were able to do last year?
Well, I think we got to define what the Texans did. I mean, we're talking about a team that goes from last to first, ultimately. Or are we talking about a team that doesn't have expectations? Because, I mean, I think the
team that doesn't have expectations.
Right, so the Jets aren't part of the conversation.
No.
I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
No. They were 7-10 last year, even without Aaron.
This may shock you. I'd go Atlanta. Bad division.
New quarterback, yeah.
New quarterback, new coach, a lot of talent. I could see them winning that division, getting to the playoffs, and upsetting somebody in the first round. Yes, I could see that. I'd go with Atlanta. You don't have but a handful of teams. Atlanta, Chicago.
See the Chicago one is.
They live in such a difficult division, man.
They live in a difficult division, and I don't think that they're surprising people. You know what I mean? Like, I think the Texans, it took a little bit before teams looked at the Texans the way that I think they started to look at them towards the end of the season.
Right.
I think the Texans could catch teams off guard a little bit early. I don't think the Bears can. I think people look at the Bears roster. Like last year, you think about the receivers the Texans had. Nobody was fearing that. You ain't doing that now.
Yeah, not with Chicago.
Not with Keenan Allen. Here, yeah. Not with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and then they draft the kid from Washington. Like their talent looks a lot like somebody texted in, and this is one to me. Someone texted in the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals with one, I was surprised how well they played under Jonathan Gannon. I was surprised a bit. Like, if you go look at their schedule is rough. I mean, their record is rough. But if you look at it, they were in a lot of games. Yeah. There were a lot of tight games, even without Kyler. And now they'll have Kyler Murray. And, yes, the 49ers are in that division. But I don't know about Seattle and some of the other things. So I think the Cardinals could be a team that you could look up and say, oh, they don't have a ton of expectations, and they could come in and sneak up on some people. Because, as you know, I mean, Kyler is, I mean, he's not the type of leader you look at, but that cat can spin it, and he can make plays for other teams,
and he can make something off of out of nothing. He playing the off script stuff is something he's definitely got in his bag. So yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. That's tough division. Again, tough division. I think.
Yeah, I don't know that. I'm not necessarily thinking they win the division, but like could they sneak themselves into playoff contention? Could they sneak themselves to 9 or 10 wins?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be insane to me. Someone texted in and said, Clint, what do you about the Panthers in their bad division?
I mean, that would be a hell of a turn.
Would be Texan like, right?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think Bryce Young is
he's not that bad, is he?
No, I think he's significantly better than what
I mean can't be.
Than what we've seen to this point. I think the Atlanta squad is more ready to make that jump. When you look at the weapons, you know, they got their quarterback now. Hell, some people believe they got two quarterbacks now. So I think they're the squad to upset in that division if
any happens. Someone texts the Giants. Hell, I don't know. What I'm hearing on Hard Knocks, I don't know that I could. The Giants are a team that I would trust to start.
Well, I mean, look, you're talking about living in a tough division as it pertains to making a run. I mean, but you got Dallas.
I would say Washington
Dallas,
before I'd say
yeah,
the Giants.
Where I was going with that. Like, Washington, Washington has a nice roster. Washington has some weapons. If Cliff Kingsbury offensively with Jaden Daniels, which I think he's been in that offense or some version of that offense that he should take to it, and I've heard reports coming out of Washington is – that he has taken to it and he is performing really, really well for a rookie. So we'll see how that goes. But I think the Giants are going to have a tough time winning ball games.
Yeah, I don't know how long Brian Daboll's going to be, or somebody, him or the GM. Somebody's going to roll out of there. Somebody said, y'all better. I know it's in our division and I don't want it to happen. Somebody said, don't sleep on the Titans.
I can't get there.
Not to surprise like the Texans, although could they flirt around the 7-8 win mark and pick off some teams and win some games? I've heard Sean say he thinks they're going to be one of the worst teams in football. I don't know about that. I can see them in the 7-8 win and almost like the Jets were last year.
Yeah.
Just kind of a spicy team. Because you talk about talent. They've got some dudes over there. They've added. I mean, they added to their team as if they're trying to get some space. But no, I think they got a hard time jumping the Colts and the Texans and the Jags. I mean in that division. But they're an interesting team. When
yeah,
you start to look at their individual talent.
When the context of the conversation is making a run like the Texans made last year. And I think it's easy to see in hindsight, that's going to take some extremely elite play from a quarterback. And I've never bought into Will Levis. He's got a big, big way to go. He's got a big jump to make from a developmental standpoint to get to a point where he can, I think, push a team to 10, 11 wins and win in a division and winning a playoff game. Like he's pretty now. He drops back and can throw that thing through a brick wall, but it just there's more to it than that.
Yeah, he's not.
And I need to see more before I lean into that one.
Yeah, he's not consistent enough to me to be able to do that. Like when you say, yeah, he has moments where he can drop back. Damn, he looks good. He looks good.
Well, he's another one too, though, Ron. Every time you see him in a post-game interview, he's filthy as hell. Like he is taking a beating, man. Like 17 games, man. That's a long season of that. And he just there's a reckless style there that he's got to get that out of his mind and play a different game if they're going to win. And the crazy thing is, I don't know that he has the luxury. You know, you got some of these guys like Josh Allen who has been reckless again with the football. They've got the luxury of going, okay, we're going to pare this thing way down. We're going to use the quarterback plus one run game inside. We're going to dictate. We're going to make this thing really vanilla. We're going to dictate defenses. You, if you want to sit in a two shell, whether it's quarters or two, you want to have two safeties on a roof, we're going to feed you Josh Allen in our run game, you know, down the middle all day long. As soon as you close the field, okay, now we got matchups outside. They have the luxury of really simplifying things with his skill set.
Yeah.
I don't know if Will brings that to the table.
Hell no.
Like, I don't know if you have that option
he's
with
gonna
him.
He's going to get clocked.
Oh, jeez.
It feels like once a game, he's going
to
get drilled.
And he doesn't seem to have that sixth sense of taking care of himself either.
Absolutely.
I ate a bunch of iron this offseason and got really big, so I'm going to run over somebody.
That's some vitamins, so let's go.
Yes, indeed. Supplements were good this offseason.
That creatine I had was big time. Coming up, Tyler's turd list.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm sorry, Tyler. This thing has got my full attention. Steph just hit a three to go up one. The United States have come all the way back. They are leading by one with the ball, and LeBron just put them up three, and they are up 89-86 with 2 minutes left. I mean, they were down by 13 to start the quarter. And they have just gone off in this thing.
What?
I'm telling you, man. My man.
Ron's over here jumping around screaming, man.
I almost
the hell
did. That shot that Steph hit, that three hit it, it reveled in.
I thought
in.
You were getting a little rambunctious
Steph
in there.
Steph with another one. There it is. Timeout, Serbia. 91-86. I've got to find out this fourth quarter score. I mean, this is insane how they are going off in this bad play. My goodness. They turn it up defensively. That's just what that thing is. Like that's like anybody ever play pickup with guys that you know are better than you, and then that score start getting close to the end, and then they just turn up defense on you. Your ass. This is just me, probably not you. You they just turn up defense on your ass, and you can't get them shots that you was getting off.
You're getting for three quarters,
man. You get down there, yeah, man. We plan to 11. Bet. All right, I done got to nine. We done got to nine. Now they just turn this thing up, and you can't do nothing about it. I'll tell you what, boy, that's nasty. We'll get to Tyler's turd list coming up here in just a second. Hey, fellas, man, Clown, I'm thinking about picking up yoga.
Wait, what? Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Is my ears working right, Tyler? Did I just hear?
I'm thinking I got to do something, man. My legs. And I feel like it's just with this older age, it's just hit. My legs are so tired after these workouts. Like, after I see red, and I'm not saying I'll stop, but I feel like I watch DDP yoga. I watch these guys. These people feel like their joints and everything feel a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about trying to pick up some yoga. Have you ever done yoga?
I have. It's a much better workout than you think, it, especially for guys like you and me. It's you're gonna get a good sweat.
I'm sure you get a good sweat. Yeah, I know you get a good workout, but I think
you should probably stretch from time to time, and I think you should probably be taking some supplements that'll oil them joints up
instead of going to yoga.
Well, no, I think you should do. But I said stretch. I mean, yoga's fine. If you want to do yoga or you want to go to Stretch Lab or you want to, I think some stretching, and I think as much as you're working out.
My legs, here lately, like the last couple months, my legs are incredibly tired.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Today was an off day. I did 2 days. I did Monday, Tuesday in a row. And today was an off day. And I mean, that two segments ago, I walked to the bathroom, man. I felt like I've run a marathon, and Lord God knows I've never done anything close to that.
Well,
or I just ran them stairs. I just finished a two-a-day practice. My legs are so tired.
Is it your joints or your legs?
All of it.
Like I got a real problem going on with my joints. It's elbows, wrists, knees, anything from lifting with my elbows and running, or if you want to call it running, with my knees.
Yeah.
But I just got me two different. I got me an AM and a PM. I got some of them old joint supplements, taking them things, see if I can't get them to quit. Take some of that inflammation down, man.
Yeah, someone said, Ron, try to walk 2 or 3 miles a day. Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like that's still going to make my legs a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help the level of tiredness, but yeah, I mean, I'm no doctor. I could be wrong.
Someone said you need supplements.
You need a supplement. I've been telling you that.
I just don't like to take a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, it ain't like you're taking medication. I mean, you're taking stuff that's going to allow you to recover faster and build muscle and kills inflammation.
Are you shaking your head at me, Tyler? Like,
well, I was just thinking of my like 15 pills I have to take every day. You should take advantage of not having to do that and just work in some supplements, man.
I was about to say, do you take supplements?
Off and on. I have a B12 deficiency. I take one of those every day.
I was going to say, I've never taken supplements.
I love you, man.
I love you, dude.
I mean, my man cocked that chin up and said, from time to time.
Yeah, it's seasonal for me, you know?
Yeah, I have never taken.
I mean, if you want me to be completely honest with you, can I say DA on air?
DA, what's wrong with
that? Let it rip.
I mean, you're a dummy. You're a dummy for working out as much as you are, and not supplementing to some level.
You're gonna come in dumbass.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that harsh because you cut your eyes at me. The thought of doing that as hard as you've worked for, I mean, hell, really since I met you, and you don't supplement is nuts. I mean, it's silly. It don't make no sense.
I just never have. I don't like to put a lot of stuff in my body except for
now's
food.
The time. 40. Now, you don't like to put a lot of things in your body. You were drinking a strawberry daiquiri with 8 tons of whipped cream on top of it.
I didn't eat the whipped cream.
Hold on, so.
Which makes it even crazier. God, I would have sucked it all with a straw.
The showman.
By the way, scoring at home, 93-91, 11 seconds left. USA is winning with the ball.
Mm.
And Steph just got fouled. Might as well.
It's over.
Tack those up. They played their asses off, Serbia. This may not be over. Maybe Steph misses. Oh, he's got an inbound. So, all right. Listen, you'll have to maybe write something down. Help me out. Somebody help me out. I don't know what kind of stuff. I don't even know.
I hope, yeah. My partner that I trained with when I was in the league, he's the best I've ever been around. I literally just hit him up about 3 weeks ago, and I said, I need, this is what I need.
Well, what do they do for you before we get to Tyler's?
They all do different stuff for you. I mean, like I said, whether it's like allowing your body to repair quicker,
recover,
or it's
you can find your chi.
What are you talking about? Or it's like I was talking about where it oils your joints.
Heals
the inflammation in your knees. You know, there's some of it that obviously you're just your proteins. It's just you can't. There's no way possible that you're eating enough protein on a daily basis. There's no way.
Yeah.
No chance. You can't do it. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. That too. All right. I'll look at it. Tyler's turdless.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear the bronze, baby. Let's hear the Turds of the Week.
That's right. Welcome into the podium, full podium of Turdish behavior around the pro sports world once again, people. And a bit of a theme this week, I think that the Drive family will be able to pick up on out there. Two of these three items on the podium have something very much in common. I think you'll notice. But first, I need you to listen to this.
And skies this one to right. Chaz McCormick all the way back, and the no-hitter is over. One out away from a no-hitter. Instead, Corey Seager connects for a two-run home run. Bomber that close to becoming the second pitcher in Astros history to have two no-hitters. Instead, it's a 4-2 game in the bottom half of the ninth.
Now, the Astros would go on to win that game in Arlington in front of tens and tens of fans. Because to that point, that audio you just heard, Framber was that close to his second no-hitter. He was one out away. And at that point, them weak-ass Rangers fans had all left that mirror image that they attempted of Minute Maid Park up there in Arlington. So the bronze medal this week is going to Corey Seager, mainly because, well, he was one of the inspirations from the get-go of the turd list. He's pretty often exhibiting turdish behavior. But man, you didn't win the game. You weren't going to win the game. Why you got to ruin my night?
Why you gotta ruin my night as a Astros fan? Why you gotta ruin Framber's? I mean, you know how rare those are.
What is, so he's supposed to get out on purpose?
No, I'm not saying that. I just think he's a turd, and that was a turdish thing to do in front of your weak-ass fans that had all left the ballpark, like I said. I mean, there weren't even barely any cheers.
I agree with you, T. Just, I mean, look, okay. I still feel the pain.
Yes.
I mean, my man was on one pitch away from a no-hitter and just got his all his excitement and all the glory just snatched.
Just left jab, right to the testicles. Yeah. Yep. You nailed it, Ron. So that's the bronze medal this week. Silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week. Staying in baseball. Not to give this one to the White Sox, man. Chi-Town, Southside, what are you doing?
Why are you
what are you doing?
No, it's for real, man.
You had a chance at history. You had a chance at history to grab the record for most consecutive losses by a Major League Baseball squad. You could have been put in the record books immediately.
This is some kind of turdness.
You could have given your Chi-Town fans that haven't had a lot of good baseball to watch this year, you could have given them at least some history to witness, but they had to ruin it. The White Sox had to win, and then they had to celebrate like a bunch of dumbasses. If you're going to win and not get the streak for most losses, don't act like you just won the World Series. Hell yeah, they did.
Oh, God.
It's embarrassing,
okay,
man.
They didn't be on the turd list for that.
Yes.
They can't be on the turd list for breaking.
It's all of it.
For winning a game.
It's all of it. Because they won, they avoided history, and then they acted like a bunch of little leaguers that just won the city title.
All right. Hey, yeah, you'll want to get to this. I have an honorable mention that you two will be proud of me for.
Okay. I want to hear that for sure. For sure. Gold medal.
Give me the
gold medal time. Tyler's Turds of the Week. As I said, one of these medals was going to have something in common with the bronze, which was Corey Seager's bitch ass. Gold medal this week is going to all of Arlington, all of the Texas Rangers, all of that nasty ass, hurt in the eyes, royal blue up there in Arlington. We don't know what a World Series hangover is like in this city. H-Town just hadn't experienced that, really. You know, when you go to seven consecutive American League Championship Series, doesn't seem to be any evidence of a hangover, and the Rangers are having just that in 2024. I love to see it. But y'all are playing baseball like no champions. And leave the baseball to the Astros, my friends, up in the Dallas area. Seven straight ALCSs.
Yeah.
Two World Series.
Eight straight silver boots.
8 straight years of beating your ass in the regular season. Because baseball in the city of Houston runs through the Astros. In the state of Texas, I'm sorry, runs through Houston, runs through the Astros. So, Rangers, good job last year. No one will remember you.
Congrats.
And go ahead and guzzle some Gatorade, because this World Series hangover should be quite embarrassing for you. That's the Turds of the Week. Do y'all have any honorable mentions you'd like to put out there?
I got an honorable mention, and it is it's LeBron James.
Oh, I'm always down for that. What do you do?
He's a turd. You putting LeBron on the turds list?
Wow.
Honorable mention.
This is shocking.
So in the game against Brazil, He had an injury where he took an elbow to the head. He came back, and the crowd started cheering and going nuts. And he then acknowledged them and, you know, put the crown on his head as he would do as an acknowledgement, because he thought they were cheering for him. They weren't cheering for him. Leon.
Embarrassing.
Leon Marchand, the French swimmer who has been like the star of the Olympics.
Oh my God.
He entered the arena, and the French people went crazy, was going crazy. And LeBron did. He thought
oh
it.
Oh my God.
And he did the crowd.
It's like when you point, you're trying to like get someone's attention, but someone else is in the line of vision and they start waving at you.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
And look, my man hit this. Like acknowledged him. It wasn't him.
I gotta find this video.
My man. I said, damn, man. Listen,
that's a good one.
And listen, I'm telling you, I know that could happen to me. I know.
You play it off well though.
There's
no playing it off, but you just keep on going. Like, I mean, in my mind, I would tell myself that early part of the cheer was for me. That maybe the latter stages of it was for me. And then, by the way, when you go find that, Tyler.
Yeah.
Old buddy, the swimmer, his outfit will catch you off guard.
His
it
outfit.
Is like it is. It Clint, help me out. It is like Cash Money, the era of Cash Money, and No Limit. Like when okay. we used to wear, and I had a couple of a full denim jacket and pants outfits that are oversized.
Yes,
that's what
he's rocking,
did.
Huh? Must be coming back. He's in the fashion capital.
I don't think it is. Maybe in France.
That's where it all starts.
I couldn't believe that outfit, but I gotta give LeBron honorable mention. You gotta check that video. I mean, he does it all. Acknowledge it. They ain't talking to you, Cat
Sorry,
Daddy.
King.
all right, we got a new layer to the Stephon Diggs value. I mean, this is big time, y'all. D'Amico Ryan speaks on Stephon Diggs, and this is really, really, really good stuff. Just keeps getting better and better for all of us here in Houston, y'all. And then I got a matchup this weekend. Ron mentioned it earlier, and I've heard a couple of comments from the Steelers and the Texans. One matchup that you'll need to watch that I'm interested in seeing big time, big time, big time after what I'm hearing is going on in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you exactly what that is, and we'll discuss next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.